This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Point is this, Congressman, you know, I watched the interview and I was stunned. It took my breath away. As James Comey talked about the dossier, well, it could have happened. The bulk of information to obtain that warrant to spy on an American, an associate of the Trump campaign in an election year, was the dossier, and if it wasn't for you and your committee, we never would have learned that, or the Grassley-Graham memo that came out. Do you think it's, what does that mean about what they said to a FISA court?
The irony here is quite frankly hard to believe. You know, some of the language that Mr. Comey uses, like he says, well, it's currently, or it's certainly possible that the Russians had information on Trump. Well, it's certainly possible that the Russians could have information on Comey. It's certainly possible that the Russians could have information on Hillary Clinton. It's certainly possible that they could have information on all kinds of people.
When that dossier was made up, the bulk of the FISA application and subsequent three renewal applications, if it's possible and it wasn't verified and it wasn't corroborated and you still presented it to a judge and you never told the judge that Hillary paid for it, bought and paid for it, and that it was a foreign national that printed salacious, unproven lies from Russian sources, did they lie to a FISA court judge, in your opinion?
Well, by not telling the FISA court, it's totally inappropriate because they knew the information and they have a duty and obligation to tell the court everything that they know. But, Sean, let's go back also to when we were first briefed about the dossier, we, Congress. So we heard in Mr. Comey's interview what he said, what President Trump's reaction was to learning about the dossier. And he talked about why he didn't tell President Trump that it was paid for by his political opponents. Well, there's other people that are important in this, like the United States Congress. I was in the meeting with Senator McConnell, with Leader McConnell, with the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, and many others, where he had ample opportunity in early 2017 to tell us who paid for the dossier. We were briefed on the dossier, and I can tell you, if they would have brought up, if the FBI would have presented to us on that day that this information was paid for by the Democratic Party and then used, or forget the fact that it was even used in the FISA.
And wasn't verified.
But wasn't verified. And well, we knew it wasn't verified at the time because they told us that it wasn't verified. Okay? But can you imagine the reaction? First of all, I think I would have spit up my coffee and started laughing. But secondly, we would have walked out of there. We would have said, what in the hell are you guys doing? You're bringing us dirt that the Hillary Clinton campaign paid for. You guys have been using this and you're now presenting it to us as to, you know, why you have concerns about the Trump campaign. I mean,
how
this would have been, it would have been laughable
at the time. Illegal, though. I feel that this is probably one of the, if not the biggest abuse of power that I've ever seen in my entire life. And when you then go back to and you see that, you know, these same players keep coming up, and it was Comey with Trump hating Peter Strzok. We still haven't gotten all the text messages. And then Peter Strzok is the one that interviews Hillary, and Peter Strzok and James Comey are writing an exoneration in May, and they don't interview her till July. It seems to me that that investigation was rigged.
Or let's just throw another one in there. You have this, Mr. Comey volunteered this up in the interview the other day. He said that the FISA on Carter Page wasn't the initial reason that they started the investigation. It was Papadopoulos. Okay, so you wanted to investigate Papadopoulos. You had concerns about Papadopoulos. Just for your viewers, that was in July of 2016. Well, why is it that you never bothered to talk to Mr. Papadopoulos, but you did bother to go and get a FISA warrant on Mr. Page in October of 16. You don't talk to Papadopoulos until 2017. Well, wait a second. I thought Papadopoulos was the reason you started the investigation in the first place. So these are all unanswered questions. It keeps unraveling on them, but we have to keep fighting.
Well, we need the information.
Bit by bit by bit. We need the information.
And they're not
going to
give information. This all needs to go to court, and people need to be held in contempt of Congress, and I agree with you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me.
Hey, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. John Guandolo joins us now. He's the president and founder of Understanding the Threat, the only organization in the nation which provides a detailed assessment of the enemy threat in your local area, provides law enforcement investigative solutions, and creates state-level counterinsurgency strategies to identify, dismantle, and defeat the jihadi network in your area. John Guandolo, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I am doing well, Bill. Thank you very much, and thanks again for having me.
Hey, always a pleasure, John. What I'm getting concerned about, you know, with all the Stormy Daniels, Comey's book, all this stuff that's happening here domestically, meanwhile, the enemy continues to move forward and gain ground. And this is why we appreciate you bringing the truth to our listeners here, because things in terms of the emerging threats, they still continue. I mean, they're not on pause just because Stormy Daniels is taking over the headlines or, the James Comey book. So your voice is so needed to break through this distraction right now.
Well, I very much appreciate you saying that. It's interesting. It's definitely, I have noticed the attacks on me personally coming from the jihadis and the hard left Marxist Southern Poverty Law Center and all these other groups has intensified. And I would just say maybe something to consider. I don't think these stories about Mr. Comey and about Stormy Daniels are just, random. Mm-hmm. I have found that the media often is coordinating, and we know as a matter of fact, they coordinated prior to the election with the Marxist Party of the United States, also known as the Democrat Party, mm-hmm. To actually impede the elections and affect the elections for against Mr. Trump. So I think when we see these things, the timing of them has to be at least noted, because oftentimes I think it's more than just random stories at certain times, if that makes sense.
Well, no, it makes a lot of sense, and this is why your voice is so needed, John, because people are, they're busy living life, trying to survive, getting themselves out from, a very tough decade where they're working three jobs. They're just trying to put food on the table. And meanwhile, we've got a government that's been out of control. We've had leadership that we thought was doing their job. And then we find out that what they're doing is trying to control and hamstring us. And I know some people hear, well, Democrats and Marxists coming together and becoming synonymous. And it's too incredulous for them
But the fact of the matter is if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck and even talks like a duck, it's a Marxist. And this is what is coming out loud and clear. But, you know, many people, many Americans just cannot get their brain around how diabolical this is.
Well, that is a phenomenal word to use, and it is diabolical. Because they have both the jihadists, the Islamic movement, and the Marxist movement have written out strategies that they're following.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them are called, I mean, you know, I just encourage, go to Freedom Road Socialist Organization webpage, and right there they tell you what they want to do. They want to bring this government down. They want to bring the country down. Go and read the Muslim Brotherhood's explanatory memorandum. Mm-hmm. Read their bylaws, which is on our website at understandthreat.com. The Muslim Brotherhood website says they exist to establish Sharia in the land, and that the Islamic community must be willing to fight the tyrants and enemies of Allah to establish an Islamic state. Mm-hmm. So the Muslim Brotherhood, which controls most of the key organizations in the United States, Islamic organizations, has the same objective as ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Mm-hmm. The Marxists are the tool. They're the hammer for the Islamic movement for the meantime. And that's what they're doing. And that's, I mean, I experienced that, you know, a week ago or so, when, you know, you get the jihadists and their Marxist allies at Southern Poverty Law Center to use the hammer, Antifa, to threaten people, threaten violence and to intimidate. That's how this works.
Mm-hmm. Well, what they've done is, and I understand, you know, some people say, well, you know, they put their hand on the Bible and swore to uphold the Constitution. You know, you got to understand, you know, because, you know, what we're seeing right now, and this might be a little bit of a leap here for you, is that what we have seen with the FBI director and James Comey, and even a former president who suggested, well, more than suggested, he just flat out said that the Constitution was elastic, which meant that it could be interpreted at any time. Now our Constitution is relative. You see, if you compromise that document, that is the reason for this country. This is the whole backbone of this great American experiment. You compromise that document, the Declaration of Independence, coupled with the Constitution of the United States, then, you know, it's no holds barred, and it gives them plenty of room in which to operate, where you can have an FBI director single-handedly saying that it was his duty, his sole duty and responsibility, to watch out for the moronic American public, because they don't have the intelligence to select the president or direct their government, which the Founding Fathers insisted should be the case. You know, he took it upon himself, and it's not just the FBI director. If that was the only problem, we'd say, okay, hey, we can take care of this. This is where the deep state has been running rampant. It has been operating as a shadow government for a long time, and this is going to take a while to clean this up. This is not going to be a one-and-done type of expression, but in order to begin to get there, John Guandola, and this is why your voice and all that you're doing with Understanding the Threat is so crucial, is because it brings the truth to the matter, and we've got to understand. It's like anything. You know, if you find yourself addicted, you know, you've got to be honest with yourself and be able to assess your current condition before you do something about it.
Well, I think you're hitting on something that I want to highlight, and that is, you said it's not one and done. This is the war. Mm-hmm. I think if President Trump wants to restore the republic and save the republic, it is going to require him to take very drastic action that I have not seen him even hint at yet, although I think he's the man to do it.
Right.
It's going to require him to go into the bureaucracy and to actually fire many people. But you have to understand, well, I think you do understand, there are many people, not just the Marxists and the Islamists, but Republicans and Democrat leaders who are guilty of sedition. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, and I would put the former president and the former Attorney General Eric Holder in this category, treasonous.
Yes.
And they've done things that are treasonous. The director of the FBI, Comey, broke the law. on at least two or three occasions that based on the evidence that is already public, in mishandling classified information, intentionally revealing classified information to somebody who's not authorized to have it.
Exactly.
These are federal laws that he broke.
Well, John, I want to pick it up from there when we come back. We've got to go to break right now. John Guandola is with us from UnderstandingTheThreat.com. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Something good in the making. I'm not finished yet. No, when you see wounded, I see men made.
solution. Remember, Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like it. It's fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're right here at the intersection of faith and culture, keeping an eye on the most important things of life. Lots of distractions out there, no doubt about it. And in this information age in which we live in, the age, an era of fake news, important, I think absolutely critical for us to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And so thank you for joining us. To that end, John Guandolo is with us, president and founder of UnderstandingTheThreat.com. John, before we pick up our conversation, I did want to talk about, of course, you're the author of the book, Raising a Jihadi Generation. Boy, our institutions, we have accommodated the influx of threats and ideas that do not support this constitutional republic.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we have got a real cabal of Marxists and jihadists and, quite frankly, others who really want to see the destruction of the republic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this, I really believe, you know, I got to just say this and then you can take it wherever you want or just blow by it, but, you know, I expect groups like Southern Poverty Law Center, they're bad guys. Mm-hmm. Those are bad people.
Right.
They're doing what I would expect them to do. They're acting like Marxists.
Mm-hmm.
And they're stirring up violence and threats. That's what I expect them to do.
And the thing is, John, I might add this real quickly, is they're not even hiding it anymore. It's not even in the shadows, right? They're loud and proud.
And the jihadis are the same way. I expect the jihadis to do what jihadis do. The thing that is, to me at least, most disturbing is leaders, especially in the Republican Party. I don't mean this. You know, the days of Scoop Jackson and John Kennedy have long been over in the Democrat Party.
Yes, exactly.
It really is a Marxist party. But you would expect leaders, you know, the Speaker of the House, the Majority Leader, and others in the Republican Party to actually be bold and show some leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And they have completely appeased our enemies and have really been afraid to say anything about the Islamic threat, about the Marxist threat, and really go in, quite frankly, that leads me to believe they are part of the
It does. They're certainly at least they are complicit. No doubt about this, John. Our friend of the show, Trevor Loudon, who you may be aware of, out of New Zealand, has written several exposés and books about the threat, the enemies within. And he cites in his books that there are over 70. I think the number might be up to 100. These are elected congressmen in our U.S. government who've put their hand on the Bible to support the U.S. Constitution and to take on any threat whatsoever on behalf of the life and breath of the Constitution and we the people, and they are card-carrying socialists and Marxists. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. And even after this book has been released, I mean, it's almost like it reminds me of James Comey Peter Schweitzer. When Peter Schweitzer exposed the Clinton Foundation, it took about 3 years for it to really gain enough traction where people are going, wait a minute, maybe we do have, you know, trouble here in River City. And I'm going, wait a minute, this this has been 3 years here just waiting for the mainstream media to finally, you know, connect with it. And, you know, again, in light of the information age in which we live in, I would say that the public has no excuse any longer. We've got to be held to a higher account. And if we're going to hold our elected officials to a higher account, it needs to begin with us, does it not?
Well, I agree. And I just want to emphasize one thing is Trevor Loudon, I think, just offers tremendous gifts to this, the counter movement, and to the really what I call the liberty movement and the counter jihad movement. He's an invaluable asset. So I'm glad you're supporting what he's doing. And I do work with him and I consider him a colleague and a friend. He's just a great asset in this cause. But as Understanding the Threat puts out, and as I have said and continue to say, the nature of this war with the Marxists and the Islamic movement, These are truly, when you look at it from a military perspective, this is political warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And in political warfare, it's not just these are groups that are working. They have created a counter state inside the United States, an Islamic mm-hmm. counter state and a Marxist counter state. Now, we for years have likened it to an insurgency, which it can be likened to. But in either case, the answer is at the local level. And I would encourage your listeners, I know there's a lot going on. I know you're looking at the FBI. How do we fix all that? But worry about your local city council. Worry about your local school board, your local chamber of commerce. Get the Marxists and the jihadis out of there first.
Mm-hmm.
And get your law enforcement trained. Get your people, your, you know, look at the textbooks in your elementary and junior high schools about what they're teaching, both about Marxism and Islam, which mm-hmm. in most cases is exactly not the truth. As a matter of fact, I just did a thing. If you look at what Islamic leaders in the United States tell us Islam is, and then you read the most widely used seventh grade textbook in Islamic schools in the United mm-hmm. States for seventh yeah. graders,
right?
They're exactly opposite.
Exactly.
So we have to actually, it's at the local level. You are right on the mark. We have got to focus at the city and county level and just get your law enforcement, your pastors, your business leaders, and your civic institutions to understand these threats and to root the Marxists and the jihadis out. And there are ways to do it legally. Because
yeah.
in most cases, they're breaking the law. They're certainly breaking the law because they're conspiring to overthrow the state government and the federal government.
Exactly. Well, political correctness has gone amok, and it's given them a lot of latitude and accommodation, and they're taking full advantage of it. They're utilizing our U.S. Constitution and the rights of the citizenry against us, and because we're afraid to be, called homophobic or xenophobic, you know, everybody backs off, and we just allow this kind of insanity to take place. But, hey, they're happy to take the ground, and they're taking it one inch, 1 mile at a time. And if you think not, look at what's happening in Europe. Look at Britain, for example, how they've been run over and taken over here. And this could be coming to, it already is here in schools, in districts across this country right now. But we're talking about them gaining even more ground. And, then what do you do?
Well, right. And so that's why now more than ever, it's important to actually deal with this. I mean, we've already passed the tipping point. And I think anybody that's mildly following either one of these movements, again, the Islamic movement or counter state, the Marxist movement or counter state, realizes. I mean, just turn on the news. The fact that the FBI director literally conspired with an opposing political party to ensure a particular party's candidate didn't win the presidency. This is coup kind of thing.
Exactly.
Nobody's gone to jail yet,
mm-hmm.
which to me is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
You literally have the authority of the federal government coming down on the attorney of the president of the United States and raiding his home, his business, his hotel room, seizing his. I mean, this is incredible to me that there is not even more outrage.
Well, the thing that's incredible to me, John, is the guy that really the law was broken over. He's the only guy that, he's not the only guy, but he's convicted. And forget about the laws that were broken in order to get him in that position. It's just been incredible. But the excited about this. What I'm concerned about as well, John, is that the president is talking about how we've, have beat ISIS in Syria. But, we've known them to metastasize and come back another day. And less people think that the war is over and it's time to relax. The war continues, does it not? We got about 20 seconds left here, John.
It does. I encourage people to go to understandthethreat.com and read the article I published last night. But it definitely does. We still haven't identified the threat in this war, and yet we're continuing military operations.
Exactly.
There's no way to win a war.
John Guandolo, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You are the only king forever. Almighty God, we lift you higher. You are the only king forever.
Bill Martinez, live.
You are victorious.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. You know, this month, April, is National Donation Life Month, and you may be asking yourself, well, you know, should I become an organ donor? Well, we're going to be talking about the process and importance of organ donation with a medical director of kidney and pancreas transplantation at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. But let me give you a little bit of background here before we bring on Dr. John Friedewald. People who need an organ transplant are usually very ill or dying because of a failing organ. Now, this can affect people at any age, ranging from babies and small children to adults and seniors. Similarly, those needing a tissue transplant can also be of any age. In some cases, tissue can save lives. Now, to bring attention to this, Northwestern Memorial Hospital, the number one hospital in Illinois, wants to encourage all of us to learn the truth about organ and tissue donation. Most organ donations take place after the donor has died. However, some organs can be donated while the donor is still alive, and this can be a great alternative to waiting on the ever-growing transplant list and can help save lives. Dr. John Friedenwald joins us now. As I mentioned, he's the medical director of kidney and pancreas transplantation at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Dr. John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about this topic. I know the question comes up from time to time, people going, well, you know, should I be an organ donor or not?
Absolutely, and that's what this month is about, to get the word out about donation. I mean, most of us know that we can sign up to be an organ and tissue donor after we die, and that's done either on driver's license or through other ways. There's a website called registerme.org you can go to and sign up at any time. Mm-hmm. But what people may not know is you can also donate an organ while you're still alive. Right. We call that living donation, and that occurs when people give either one of their kidneys or part of their liver to save someone's life.
No, exactly. Well, we love the medical advancement. It has come a long way, no doubt about it. Tell us about the benefits and risk of living organ donations.
Sure. The benefits of a living donor transplant are tremendous for the person getting the transplant. So, for instance, if you have a loved one that's on dialysis waiting for a transplant, the wait for a deceased donor kidney can be 3 to 5 years in the U.S., but a living donor transplant can happen almost right away, and so it gets that person back to better health much faster. Now, for a living donor, there are some risks. We make sure the donors are healthy and can give up one of their kidneys or part of their liver. And a living donor does need to be followed regularly in the future and lead a healthy lifestyle, but can lead a very normal life otherwise. So we really encourage people to find out more about that. And they can do so at our website, transplant.nm.org, has a lot of information about the living donor process and some donor testimonials about what their experience was.
Dr. Friedewald, is the kidney the most common organ to be donated?
It is. There are 116,000 men, women, and children currently waiting for a life-saving organ in the U.S., and of those people, almost 80%, nearly 100,000, are waiting for a kidney transplant. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of people in need.
Yeah, without a doubt. Northwestern's Memorial Hospital, how many transplants do they perform every year?
Sure. We're one of the busiest programs in the country. We do over 400 organ transplants a year, and then the most common being a kidney, about 200 to 250 kidney transplants every year.
Now, what does the recovery period look like?
Yeah, so for a living donor, for donating a kidney, at our program, the donor goes home the day after the surgery. The surgery is laparoscopic, minimally invasive surgery, and the donor goes home the next day, and then usually about 2 to 3 weeks is the average recovery time to be back to doing what they normally do.
Wow.
For the recipient of the transplant, it's a little different. Mm-hmm. The recovery time is anywhere from a couple of weeks to a month or two to be back to feeling normal.
Let's talk about the difference between organ and tissue donation. Break that down for us, if you would.
Yeah, very important difference. So, again, most of us know that when we die, we can donate an organ, like a kidney or a heart or a liver or lung. But what some people don't know is the tissue donation can affect dozens of people's lives, so things like heart valves or cornea transplants. So almost 50,000 people every year have their sight restored through a cornea transplant, which is quite amazing. Mm-hmm. Everything from bones and tendons for orthopedic procedures and skin for people who have severe burns or cancers and need skin transplants. So there are a number of people that can be helped, not just through organ, but through tissue donation as well.
Well, Northwestern Memorial Hospital transplants more than 400 organs each year. This makes it among the top nationally in patient outcomes and the number of transplants performed. You've performed more than 4,000 kidney transplants since the program's inception. Boy, that's a lot of experience and, you know, a lot of lives that have been saved along the way here, Dr. John.
Yeah, it's a real privilege to be able to do what we do, and we're always trying to, you know, help more people and move the field forward. Through research on things like islet cell transplants, where we can help someone cure their diabetes just by transplanting not the entire pancreas, but the cells of the pancreas that make insulin, the islet cells. And so that's one way that's less invasive than a surgery to have a transplant and help cure someone's diabetes. We've also been trying to move the field forward doing things like stem cell transplants to try to reduce the need for anti-rejection medicines, which have a lot of side effects in the long run. So we've been working very hard not just to do more transplants, but to help improve the field as we go forward.
You're touching on, you know, advancing organ transplants here. I want to give you a little bit more time because, you're so involved in this particular discipline. And this is moving at the speed of light, is it not?
It really is amazing. I think, since the first transplant, successful transplants done about 50, 60 years ago, the field has moved to the point now where, you know, it's a daily occurrence. And we still call it a daily miracle because it's really remarkable to see how much someone's life can be transformed through a transplant. But it's become every day. The success rates have gotten much better, but we realize we still have a long way to go. And so particularly with the field of like stem cell transplantation, where we're able to alter the immune system so that it can accept the transplant without needing long-term anti-rejection medicines. We're even working on growing organs from your own stem cells so we can make your own kidney for you by when you need it. So those are all things that are coming down the pike in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, that's why I was going to have you talk a little bit more about what you see on the horizon, especially as a result of the stem cell research that's been taking place.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the big limitations in the field, the two big things are there are not enough donors, and that's why we're here today to talk about living and deceased organ donation, but also with the immune system and the problem with rejection of organ transplants. And so I think the two big pushes in the field are to overcome the problems of rejection, and that's being done with stem cell transplants to try to modulate the immune system. And we're also working on growing artificial organs and other composite organs to try to alleviate the need and get everyone access to a life-saving transplant.
Well, I know that you got people's attention, you know, especially diabetic patients, when you talked about the advancement in transplantation of islet cells for the pancreas. I mean, this is really, I got to tell you, Dr. John, this is the first I've heard about this.
Yeah, it's fairly unique in the fact that it's not a big invasive surgical procedure, and so it's less invasive. Oftentimes, patients need more than one islet cell infusion in their lifetime to maintain normalcy off of insulin. But it's a really remarkable procedure, and Northwestern Memorial has been one of the hospitals that's been leading the charge in that.
Well, Dr. John Friedenwald has been with us. He's the medical director of kidney and pancreas transplantation at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. As you can understand, incredible amount of research advancement has been taking place in transplantation of organ donors, both living and deceased organs are being utilized here. Where, John, can our listeners go for more information?
Yeah, we direct you to our website, transplant.nm, like Northwestern Memorial, nm.org, transplant.nm.org. And then to sign up to be a deceased organ donor or tissue donor, you can go to registerme.org and sign up there online.
Remember, April is National Donation Life Month. The question is, should you become an organ donor? And we appreciate Dr. John Friedenwald, who's been here, the Medical Director of Kidney and Pancreas Transplantation at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Thank you very much, John. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for helping us get the word out. Appreciate it.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
This report is brought to you by Salix Pharmaceuticals, one of the largest specialty pharmaceutical companies committed to the prevention and treatment of gastrointestinal diseases.
My name is Dr. Howard Franklin, Vice President of Medical Affairs at Salix Pharmaceuticals. April is IBS Awareness Month, and we want to shed light on a common disorder of the intestines that is believed to affect more than 16 million Americans, irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea, also called IBSD. Symptoms of IBSD often include abdominal pain and diarrhea. Living with IBSD can impact daily life, including forcing people to stay home from work or avoid situations where they would be too far from a bathroom. Up to 75% of individuals with IBS may be undiagnosed. If you experience abdominal pain and diarrhea, don't suffer in silence. Talk to your doctor about IBSD.
For more information and resources, visit letstalk-2.com. Again, that's letstalk-2.com.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, He knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Our next guest, Rabbi Abraham Cooper, who travels worldwide meeting with heads of countries to encourage tolerance and de-escalate cyber terrorism that's prevalent online, is usually present before a terrorist attack takes place. Rabbi, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. Nice to be with you.
Well, good to be here. Have you with us to talk about, you know, what you've been doing with the Wiesenthal Center. You've been blessed to, head cyber terrorism, and you've learned a lot over the years. How long have you been doing it?
Well, we actually started the project, believe it or not, 24 years ago. I think it was before I had a computer. You know, when you carry the name of Simon Wiesenthal, the great, the late great Nazi hunter and human rights campaigner, so we know a little bit about hate and hate group. And we were just following their activities. And back in 1995, we saw the first hate website and decided that this is probably the direction that extremists were going to go. And little did we know that, we'd be here 24 years later with subcultures of hate and terrorism online and seeing groups like ISIS, when it comes to marketing, run rings around everybody else. And that's still the case, even though they've been defeated on the battlefield. So, I'm not a technological expert. We have people on staff for that, but we've tried our best from the beginning to draw a straight line to the companies, have them come up with transparent rules, and as the problem grew, to also insist that they put manpower and some money into that effort to degrade the online capabilities of evildoers. Back about 4 or 5 years ago, we started doing an annual report card. And what the components there are as follows. Number one, as I just mentioned, do the companies actually have rules? Do they follow them? Are they responsive to the public? And then specifically, how do they deal with what we deal with two areas that overlap with each other? Hate, or some people call it hate speech, stuff that's connected to hate crimes that would cross the line beyond just uncivil discussion into the kinds of things that would be labeled hate crimes by the FBI and others. And then since September 11, 2001, terrorism. The whole food chain of terrorism is really a central piece of it is the internet and especially social media. And so, for example, in the early years, we were giving Twitter an F every year.
Right.
Until such time as Homeland Security testified before Congress that ISIS alone was sending out 200,000 tweets a day.
Whoa.
So they have thankfully changed and taken down probably in close to a million different terrorism accounts. And in the area of hate groups, they've been a little bit slower on the approach. Facebook is the one company, actually, from the time of their own business model, that they understood that it would be people they didn't want to do business with who would probably be trying to use their service. So from the time of their, writing the rules of their own company, they've had people in place. We meet with the companies at least once a year. We're in touch with them by email or phone three or four times a year. The challenge for a Facebook is they now have more than 1.5 billion separate users worldwide, and they've got teams of people on three continents. They try their best, but this is not, a very simple issue. You know, the Wiesenthal Center doesn't want to be the thought police. And if you noticed, I haven't mentioned one word about governments yet.
Yes, exactly.
Because you and I are based in the greatest democracy ever conceived, the United States of America, and speech is not criminalized. And so, therefore, we feel certainly here in the States, the lead has to be taken by the companies themselves. They need to put the rules out. They need to live by it. They need to be responsive to the users. And, of course, when we deal with other democracies, whether it's Japan, Canada, Germany, Singapore, everybody who is in the intelligence and policing field pretty much says the same thing. You know, we're challenged to try to find a lone wolf, let's say, on terrorism or other kinds of violent behavior, but we also want to protect the privacy of people. It's a very, very tough thing, and it also reminds us that, I'm 67, so when I was growing up, Big Brother was always like CIA.
Exactly.
The world we live in today, the experts on predictive behavior, especially when it comes to shopping, are the companies. The social media companies have a lot more clout, a lot more power, and know a lot more about the users than they're going to tell the public about. And so we really need them to be in the lead. And what we try to do is to build out a kind of consortium approach. If we're dealing in Canada, which does criminalize hate speech, then we'll obviously operate based on the rules in that particular democracy. But
exactly.
Where the action is at is right here in the United States. And, if people in America do, lead political leaders and the giants, really, of social media, what they do makes a huge difference.
Yeah, without a doubt, yeah.
Right, then two other areas that are covered in this year's report card is what we call alt-tech. Now, there's nothing wrong with alternative technology, but what we find is that, Charlottesville March was a gigantic shock and wake-up call for a lot of people. And we've seen a transition from the David Dukes and Tom Metzgers, some of these people are now in their 80s, to a whole new paradigm of people on the far right of the alt-right. Not everybody in the alt-right is an extremist, but there are extremists within that movement. And they're mostly 20 and 30-something. They grew up with the technologies. And so what we find them doing is they search for the platform that has no rules or a few rules.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for example, if Facebook is trying to remove this stuff as quickly as possible, there's another service that looks and smells like Facebook, called ZK.com. It's out of Russia. Mm-hmm. There, you don't have to worry very much about rules. They don't take off many of the things. So you'll have that. They'll use Gab. They'll use the kinds of vote, wrongthink, BitChute. These are services that essentially have no rules and or are encrypted. And this is the third element, the huge headache for police, for intelligence services and others, and that there is so much now that's available using encryption, including emails, mm-hmm. that a lot of the cases involving the terrorist activity, for example, in Europe, they were following some of these people, and then suddenly they went dark. This is one of the unaddressed challenges that we have in 2018, because we don't want to get rid of encryption for our credit cards.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
We need it. Yes, we have, and there are. But we now live in a world where once upon a time encryption was the domain of the KGB and CIA, and now your 15-year-old daughter, if she doesn't want mom and dad to know who she's dating, mm-hmm. she can take an off-the-shelf encryption mode and mask it. So that is. These are some of the huge challenges in front of us. I think the bottom line is that if we don't get the companies, we don't keep the companies involved and pressure them to do what they can do, and they can do a lot more technologically than you or I, we're probably going to ultimately all be losers. The second piece of this, a very hard piece of advice for parents and grandparents and teachers, you need to speak to your kids. And forget about teenagers, even in middle school, whether it's about online bullying, whether they're targeted for hate, whether there's a game that's trying to entice them or some music that they like that's, that skates on right at the border of racism or beyond. The only people who are ever bored by our presentations are youngsters because they see this stuff 24/7.
Exactly.
It's the adults in the room that have to get involved and basically say, show me what it is that you're seeing and discuss with your kids, how to deal with this. And one of the Wiesenthal Center is now developed a self-contained 4 to 5 minute unit where our people will go in either to a classroom or we hope eventually to train the trainers, which could be older students or teachers, to help teach kids the difference between seeing something online that you don't like because you disagree with the idea and something which crosses the line into hate, violence, or worse. And we need to empower our kids. They're, unfortunately, other than, throwing out the technology, which no one's going to do, it's not an option.
Right.
We have to empower our kids, and that's where this project is at.
Well, Rabbi Cooper, you just said a mouthful, and we're out of time. And we're going to need to have you come back because we need to discuss this further and what you just shared with us. I'm sure there's some parents that are hearing this for the first time and thinking, my goodness, I've been translated into the wild frontier. Rabbi Abraham Cooper, Associate Dean, Director of Global Social Action Agenda of the Simon Wiesenthal Center. We thank you for being with us. Appreciate it, Rabbi.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer.